This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. I am standing today in Cleveland, Tennessee at the Church of God Theological Seminary, and it is on my heart to deliver the word of the Lord. What God is speaking to my heart as just a simple believer, a disciple of Jesus Christ. You know, it's fitting that I share this word today from the grounds of a theological seminary, because it doesn't matter whether you're a theologian or the most simple believer in Jesus Christ. God has commanded all of us to hear His voice. What is He speaking? He is saying something to us, to our life. And this is a very urgent hour. These are unprecedented days, such as we've never seen in the history of the beginning of man. And this is what clearly is taught to us by our Lord, that at the second coming of our Lord, what the days would be like days not since the beginning of the creation, nor to the end of the age, or ever shall be. Today is a dark day. It's a cloudy day. The lightning has been flashing, and the thunders have roared. But it doesn't matter whether this is just the day of the weather that I'm describing. Indeed, what I'm describing is the day that we live. Hear the voice of the Lord, for He speaks from heaven. Isaiah 63. Who is this that comes from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This is the key that glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore are you red in your apparel, and your garments like him that treads in the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in my anger, and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. This is a day of vengeance, a day of repay, where the Lord Himself will repay, because vengeance belongs to Him. It's payday. For God, who is good, kind, and holy, deserves to be respected, deserves that all men everywhere would be thankful for the gift that's in Jesus Christ, that we could have our sins forgiven. But for the most part, the multitudes have cast aside God and His word and His voice, closing their eyes, closing their ears, hardening their heart against Him that is speaking from heaven. And now God has garmented Himself and has arisen to bring judgment in the earth. It's a dark day. In Revelation 19, verse 11, it says, "And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he does judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God." Great destruction from the Almighty is at hand. God is judging a nation, the United States of America, that He blessed, that He called, that He endorsed to lead the world in righteousness and in salvation. And indeed, this nation has sent the gospel across the world. But for the most part, it has become defiled, unholy, full of idols, sensuality, and denying the Spirit. Zechariah chapter 10 says this, "Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain, so that the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to every one grass in the field. For the idols have spoken vanity, and the diviners have seen a lie, and have told false dreams. They comfort in vain. Therefore they went their way as a flock. They were troubled because there was no shepherd." This indeed is what describes what we have today, even in a religious system. You know, there's many idols, whether of gold or silver, or whether of God's own creation that he's made with his own hands. People worship the most lowly, base things that cannot save. But he that can save is he that is invisible, no man has ever seen. But he has said that people will follow idols and false prophets that are inspired by the false idols. And they comfort in vain the people that are walking in iniquity and in sin. And last, they'll discover that they have walked away from the shepherd. And what will they do in that day, the day of visitation? This is the day of vengeance of the living God. I'm going to share some more texts from Isaiah, the prophet. Isaiah 34, verse 8. For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance and the year of recompenses for the controversy of Zion. Chapter 35. Say to them that are of fearful heart, be strong. Fear not, behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. This hour that we're in will both see great judgment of God and destruction and desolation, and also great salvation and deliverance in bringing forth that which is right. Truth has perished from the land for the most part, even in the religious land. This is a time, whether you are just a worker or a theologian, or just a businessman or a politician or a spiritual leader, hear the voice of the Lord and do what he says. Listen, great negative influence has taken place in the earth. I've seen it. I see it in the United States, but I've gone to foreign lands, foreign nations, little islands off the sea, in the middle of the ocean, have been influenced by the erring, sinful iniquity of the United States of America. The vileness, the vulgarness, the vehement sin of this nation has spread to the world, defiled the world. Haughtiness, pride, worldliness, great sexual iniquity, uncleanness, and obliviousness, blindness has taken the heart of the people that they do not see the earnest, sincere hour that we're in. A great hour. God will judge this thing. God is going to judge the United States of America and bring her down. Alas, that great nation, blessed by God, that did not learn from the erring ways of Israel and Judah, seen recorded in the scripture, thinks that it will get away with murder, with adultery, with blasphemy. God is not a silly character. God is not a sitcom character. God is God. He is King. He is Lord. And he will be feared. He will be honored. And this is why the Lord calls you to fall and be broken before the Lord in repentance and in cleanness, receiving the washing and the regeneration of the Holy Spirit. Or, if you refuse and you harden yourself persistently against the Lord, you will be ground to powder. Choose. Choose life. Choose the Lord. This is a great day. Great judgments are at hand. God is striking the gods, the idols of this nation. God is striking the economy of the United States of America. It will have military failure. The people have trusted in their bows and in their spears and their weapons and not trusted in the Lord. The shield of the whole earth belongs unto the Lord God. This nation will experience great, mighty, cataclysmic disasters coming suddenly and at the same time. Hear the word of the Lord. Fear the Lord. If you do, it'll be well with you. and a very glorious, awesome day. Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs, O God, to whom vengeance belongs, show yourself. Lift up yourself, you judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, you brutish among the people, you fools, when will you be wise? He that plants the ear, shall he not hear? He that forms the eye, shall he not see? He that chastises the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teaches man knowledge, shall he not know? The Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom you chasten, O Lord, and teach him out of your law, that you may give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. We need to recognize the hour, recognize the day. What God is doing right now as we speak, as you hear this word, God is judging systematically. And as a snare shall these come upon all those that dwell in the face of the whole earth. God calls you into the ark. Repent. Put away the evil. Call on the Lord, and you shall be saved. Do not despise the judgment of the Lord. It's due. It's proper. It's a holy thing. Consider, God has not changed. He does judge the wicked. He will judge the disobedient. And he will reward those that love him and abide in him, that consider the needs of the poor, the orphan, the widow, the fatherless, those that are in sickness, those that are in prison. Back to the simple things. A great day is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. A great day. His judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Remember the words of Jesus. Remember Lot's wife. Lot's wife did not appreciate the judgment of God in Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot's wife refused the instruction of the Lord. She looked back into that city where God was going to rain it with fire and brimstone. She looked back because her heart was there. Though it was greatly wicked, grossly wicked, offended God so horribly that he had to judge it. But God called Lot out. He's a righteous man, found grace with the Lord, like Noah. So now is God speaking to his beloved, those that love him, those that will hear his voice. He's calling you out of the judgment. It is not for you. It is not your portion. A great day is here, ladies and gentlemen. Do not despise the act of judgment. Do not turn back. The things of this world and this world itself will pass away, but the word of the Lord shall remain forever. God is speaking today. He's garmented himself in a cloak of vengeance and zeal to repay what is due.